Are signals flashing that's showing us the market has bottomed and it is time to go all in? Or should we be exercising caution here and preparing for another leg down?
In our last market update, we told you to exit all markets before Bitcoin and Ethereum crashed 30%. And here we are today with a hidden catalyst that could ignite the markets again.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
This is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we have a very important market update. In our last market update, we warned you to exit all markets before Bitcoin and Ethereum crashed 30%. In today's episode, we found a hidden catalyst, which is showing us which direction the markets are headed next.
Okay, I think these market updates are extremely crucial because you and I, we live and breathe the markets. We're in it 24/7. If you look at our previous episode on March 24th, we nailed the exact bottom. We said, look, market bottomed. Bitcoin went from 87K up to 126K. In our most recent market update, when we said exit all markets, Bitcoin tanked from 110K all the way down to low 80s. Like, that is some really significant timing. Mm-hmm. And we are identifying cracks that are forming underneath the surface, but we're also identifying some catalysts that could provide some relief bounces in return. So in this episode, which is extremely important to watch through to the end, because we do have some hidden catalysts that nobody is talking about that could show us some relief for altcoins, Bitcoin, and equities as we see it.
100%. So just a quick recap of what's happened over the last few weeks since our exit all markets episode. Bitcoin crashed from 110 to 80K. Altcoins absolutely nuked. So if you listen to that episode, you probably saved a lot of money. And if you listen to this episode until the end, you're probably going to save or make a lot of money. So this is an important one. Now, here's what we're looking at. We've bottomed around 80K at time of recording, Bitcoin sitting around 85, 86K. But while there are a lot of warning signs, cracks underneath the surface with the stock market and interest rates, inflation, all that kind of stuff, there are some catalysts which show us maybe we are in for a relief bounce. So we're going to talk about the macro, the stock market, Bitcoin, Ethereum, some altcoins, and where we're going to be trying to make money over the coming weeks and months.
All right, the reason we said to exit all markets previously was because we saw some cracks forming underneath the surface. One of them was oil prices. They were tanking. Oil is a good indication of how the overall economy is doing. Copper prices is another one, a good commodity to look at, and their prices were tanking. Then we started to look at like maybe the unemployment. We're looking at inflation, how unemployment was upticking. So you could see maybe that leading to a recession. Mm-hmm. So there's some inflationary fears, some recession fears. You know, does the Fed actually have a handle on all the policies? But we also noticed that, look, we're at the tail end of the four-year cycle, right? This is typically a time where, you know, when Bitcoin reaches that 120K and it's October and it's the third year into the four-year cycle, the fourth year being the bear market, you know, is the risk reward there to still try to max long and catch the next like 5 to 10% move? Mm. Probably not. It's better to remain patient right now and try to identify when the bottom is going to actually occur. And I think we know exactly when that's going to happen.
100%. And then when you look at the market, just if you zoom out, I think you can tell a lot about where the market is, both the stock and crypto market, from just seeing how it reacts to news, right? In a raging bull market, something like Nvidia crushing earnings would have sent things into a frenzy. But what did we just see a week or two ago? Nvidia came out with one of the most impressive earnings reports you will ever see. These guys are printing $80 billion a quarter, and their forward-looking earnings and guidance is unbelievably incredible. What did that do for the market? Provided a very short-term bounce that was sold off the next day. These kind of things show you where we are at in the market, that investors are still like, okay, Even though NVIDIA is crushing, even though tech companies are crushing, we are still very cautious. And you even have pieces of news like Trump coming out saying, oh, we're going to give a $2,000 stimulus check to everyone. What did that do to the market? Absolutely nothing, right? In a raging bull market, that provides bullish fuel. So what you just, you can really simplify things by not only what pieces of news are coming out, watch how the market reacts to news. And so the latest thing that's happened now is at the time of recording of our last market update, the rate cut in December was really up in the air. But if you watch Polymarket, the odds now have, they went from 80 down to 20%. It was like, okay, government shutdown, there's no data, no rate cut. But what we've seen over the last week is now a pivot from some of the high up people in the Fed saying, well, actually, you know what? More likely than not, there's going to be a rate cut in December. And that's why we've started to see a market bounce over the last like 3 days, right? Odds on Polymarket of a rate cut in December have now gone to 85%. So it's almost a done deal. And these are the kind of things where if you are looking for a relief bounce, because even though we agree we are heading into a bear market sooner or later, you can still see relief bounces. And we're going to talk about in this episode what we've seen in the past with relief bounces, how we're playing this relief bounce, and where we think it can end.
Yeah, it almost seems like I think Trump is now starting to see, or at least the administration, you know, his approval rating is quite low right now. And we are going to see midterms next November, which is going to coincide with, I believe, to be the bear market bottom. And he's walking back tariffs. And what happens when that happens, it creates a little bit of uncertainty. People are like, okay, is he going to walk everything back or is he going to keep some of these? And where do we see that? So he recently lifted tariffs to ease food prices. It was like on beef, coffee, et cetera. So is he going to start walking that back on everything? Mm-hmm. Who knows? Then there was the other announcement that happened earlier in the year where NVIDIA wasn't allowed to sell chips to China.
Right.
Now that he's letting NVIDIA sell chips. So I think that is showing like, hey, maybe the economy is struggling. We're actually going to need as much fuel as we can possibly get. And the mistakes we've kind of made in the past are going to start appearing if we don't reverse course.
Yeah.
But the damage might already be done, which might show its head for the next 6, 7, 8 months or so.
Yeah, 100%. So look, we are still seeing there's a lot of warning signs, a lot of cracks under the surface that it makes it unlikely that things are going to continue to rally for another year. You know, the tops of the bull market, we can play this relief bounce, but so we have two more catalysts we want to talk about. One I'm going to talk about right now, and one is this hidden catalyst, which is a potentially bullish catalyst, which we're going to talk about later in the episode. But one thing I want to mention, and I think this could be one of these signs where if you start to see it appear, this could be the final nail in the coffin, which sends us deep into the bear market, is this Japanese yen carry trade, right? So what we're seeing, and we saw this rear its head like over a year ago. Basically what happens is Japan has very low interest rates and everyone borrows the yen at basically a zero interest rate to buy US equities stocks. But the Japanese economy is going into chaos and a lot of people are speculating that they are going to have to intervene and raise their rates dramatically. What will happen then is everyone has to sell their US equities, their stocks, their ETFs to repay their yen loans. This is the Japanese yen carry trade and it could be unwinding over the next 6 months. We've already started to see some headlines come through. This is what sent us to our low. I think it was like early last year, early 2024. This finally could unwind and lead us into the bear market. So I just wanted to put that on everyone's radar and keep in mind of this. If you start to see headlines pop up over the next few months, this could be the last nail in the coffin. Watch for the Japanese yen carry trade. That could unwind the stock market because look, the stock market's still pretty high.
Yeah.
Like we've corrected over the last month, but if you look at that chart, man, the stock market has a long way to go down. Crypto, it front runs.
I think it front run, yeah.
And there's way less liquidity. So Bitcoin can go from 125K to 80K to 50K to pretty easily.
Yeah.
But the stock market, that can still go down 30, 40% from here. Don't get it twisted, right? So I think you need to keep an eye on the yen and the carry trade if you really want to say, look, how's the bear market going to play out?
Yeah, for sure. And then it does. I think I saw a headline where there's like $180 billion in stimulus package approved for Japan by the government. So, you know, maybe after we see it all unwind and then the approval has already been made, then they start injecting, then you could start to see that maybe happen globally.
Yep.
Maybe in the US as well, who knows?
Yeah, because so it's short-term bearish, long-term bullish.
Exactly.
Right? So it's like the short-term, you kind of got to rip the Band-Aid off, get rid of that yen carry trade, tank the market for 3 to 6, whatever months, then that could maybe line up with the next bull cycle.
Yeah, and that lines up again with the four-year cycle that I've been hammering home. Like that's why we knew the top was happening in October. Like it lines up perfectly every year.
Yeah,
it's crazy, it's man. Funny. The way the chart works out is unbelievable. We also, I think that another thing is we have to look at is how AI. It's like, you know, everything's forward-looking, right? I think everybody, when AI first hit, everybody's like, oh my God, this is going to replace all these jobs and everything's going to be so so streamlined. It's going to start printing money for companies and all these things. AI needs to start showing that, look, big companies are actually making big money by utilizing it. And I think that's going to take some time to be adopted. It's going to take, you know, 6, 7, 8 months before these huge corporations start really integrating and we start to see the numbers hitting the balance sheets. I think that's kind of something we need to be watching as well. And it could time up again with the bear market low.
A lot of these things could time up with a bear market low, like sometime into mid end of next year. So that's kind of our macro outlook. And again, we do have a hidden bullish catalyst, which we will reveal later in the episode. But let's kind of start to take a look at some of the charts, right? Because there is a way to play what we think is a short-term relief bounce that we're heading into right now. So if you pull up the Bitcoin chart, we just tapped the 100-week EMA, which is at about $85,500. We talked about this on social media. This was a big close. We closed above that last week, and it's a very similar situation we were in 2022. Now, if you've been following us since that time, you may remember the time it was Q1 2022. That was like where Bitcoin topped at 69K in Q4 2021. It crashed down and it just closed above on the weekly 100 EMA. And then we saw a 2-month relief bounce. I think it was February, March, almost into April last year before the real bear market started, before the Luna collapse, before everything. And I think there is very strong possibility we are going to experience something very similar here because Bitcoin did close above that. We are starting to see some local bottom signs. If you look at the USDT dominance chart, the last two peaks that it's at right now, around 6.5%, were at the last time the Japanese yen carry trade kind of crashed the markets, and also the peak Trump tariff fear, which was earlier this year. USDT dominance, which is people selling their assets for stablecoins, went to 6.5%. That's where we're at right now. That's why I see a local bottom where we are. Not to say that, you know, if we're at 86K today, we could still go down to 80K again and then back up to like 90, 100K.
Yeah, our local bottoms are like, you know, we're talking about Bitcoin here. It can move 5% in a day. Yeah. Like a local bottom is between 87 and 80K for us, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think we could even, you know, I feel like what could happen is, you know, you could sweep back down back below 80K and then people are like, it's over, max short, and then swing back up, right?
Yeah.
So there are a lot of signs when you just look at those two charts that we could be seeing a local bottom.
Yeah, we really like to analyze Bitcoin chart because it kind of paints the picture for the entire crypto market, because when Bitcoin bleeds, everything bleeds. When Bitcoin goes up, everything goes up a little bit, right? Yeah. So it's really important to be looking at.
Uh-huh.
So the Bitcoin RSI, the relative strength index, it touched 22, and that is extremely oversold. 10 out of the last 11 times it's done this, it has marked a bottom. So that is, you know, pretty good indicator to be looking at.
Mm.
Everything is a fear and greed index. It went down to a 10. That is like, that's low.
That's low.
I'm not saying that, you know, we're going to start ripping up from here, because sometimes we can hit a 10 and it actually starts the start of the bear market.
Mm.
But again, the reason I'm kind of bearish right now is because when you look at the Bitcoin chart, and when I say bearish, I agree that we can see this relief bounce. I don't disagree, because we'll get into the other charts in a minute. But when I look at the parallels to the November 2021, it looks the exact same right now. We've broken below the 20 and the 50 EMA. I can see us like forming like a little bit of a bear flag, maybe the right shoulder of a head and shoulder pattern. Yeah. And it's going to test the underside of the 20 and the 50 EMA. Realize that the 50 EMA has been acting as support this entire time since the beginning, since the bull run started in December 2022. It is now underneath that for the first time. Again, 4-year cycle is playing out. Mm-hmm. So I think we can see that relief bounce because of the US dominance chart.
Yep.
You pulled up, you're like, look at how it's bouncing right into resistance right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to form a little cup and handle. It's going to drop down from 6% to 5.5% and then back up to maybe like previous bear market highs of around 8-9%.
Yeah, I agree. I have the same analysis on the potential head and shoulders playing out on Bitcoin. The only question is, how big will the right shoulder be?
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of think that potentially it gets big enough where people think we're out of a bear market. We're back into like new all-time highs. They start max longing, and that's where the right shoulder can stop. If you look at the liquidity, so I'll pull up the Bitcoin liquidity charts, things start to get a little bit interesting. So on the high time frames, it is still very much stacked above, right?
Yeah, like 130K.
At 130K. Right? So, I mean, will it hit 130K? Anything is possible. Like, it could wake up to that. It is possible, right? But what has been hurting us lately, although this has started to turn around over the past week, is that on the low time frames, people kept trying to leverage long the bottom. And the liquidity went from 90K to 88K to 85K to 80K. And, you know, the market makers kept driving it down until people stopped doing that. And now, actually, if you look at the low time frame liquidity charts for Bitcoin, it's starting to stack above again. We're starting to see the most significant liquidity on low time frames around 90 and 95K, on the mid frames around 115K, and on high time frames 130K. So if you look at liquidity and you believe that price will find those liquidity zones to liquidate short sellers, then you can see, yeah, look, there is some credence to a potential relief bounce here.
Yeah, when you see that, you know, that right shoulder could get formed, and I could see it again doing the exact same thing it did back in January 2022 all the way till April 2022. When it formed that right shoulder, you know, it broke slightly just above the EMAs, and it, you know, it bounced 20% from the bottom, cool, but then it really sold off. And I think that times up perfectly with the heat maps that we're seeing now, and the fact that, you know, Bitcoin can spike to 110K, grab some liquidity, and then nuke back down to, because there is some liquidity, high 60s. When you look at the Ethereum heat map, there is a nice cluster around 5K, but there's a big cluster around 2K as well. And we're really close. You know, when we're in, when we're sitting 2900 for Ethereum, what is such a telling sign to me is the fact that it's not breaking into 3K. Like, it's chilling. Like, that is, to me, that kind of signals like, hey, Ethereum is really struggling.
Ethereum is really struggling. And then I also want to talk about Solana. So I think for this relief bounce that we are predicting, I think we can see a relief bounce. Maybe Bitcoin goes to 100, maybe 110K. There is money to be made. I'm looking actually at Solana to outperform Ethereum for a number of reasons. One, the Solana ETFs just launched and the daily inflows have been significant. There's been inflows every day, not outflows. Over the past crash, you know, ETFs are actually quite interesting because when you look at ETF inflows, everyone's like, BlackRock's buying institutions. No, it's just retail.
Retail. Through a Bitcoin.
Yeah. And it's actually
through a BlackRock investment fund.
I've learned to see that ETFs are a very interesting indicator because what ETFs show you is what retail investors are buying, and not just retail investors who are like have Phantom Wallet and MetaMask. It's stock market retail investors that don't actually know how to buy crypto or are too lazy to do it. They're buying Bitcoin through ETFs on the stock market. So they might be the least educated crypto. They're buying, if you look at the tops, they're buying the top. The biggest inflows of ETFs are at the top.
Yeah.
And then they've been nuking the price because they're panicked. They're selling now. And there's seen huge outflows over the past few weeks. But where have you been seeing inflows is the Solana ETFs. Now, when the Solana ETFs have just been launched, a lot of these buyers are probably going to be the smarter buyers because no one's talking about the Solana ETF. Retail ETF, they haven't even talked about it. And if you look at the Sol BTC chart, it's starting to outperform ETH BTC. So Sol BTC, I'm looking actually at Solana. If you look at the Solana liquidity, it's all to the upside. Even on the low, medium time frames, there is a massive liquidity cluster at 145. So I've put on some trades here that I think Solana is going to hit 145 in the medium term. I'm looking at Solana ecosystem as the potential leader for a maybe 1 or 2 month bounce here. So don't sleep on Solana. You know, if you want to get really crazy, you could even look at coins like Fartcoin or Pump. Like, these are the Solana ecosystem coins that if Solana goes up 40%, those coins could do numbers. So I'm not saying go leverage long on these crazy coins, but I'm personally looking at Solana to lead any bounce.
All right, so that's an excellent analysis. I love it. You know, I'm not a huge Solana guy, but I do like the way you brought up the technical analysis for that. I don't think it's too difficult to outperform Ethereum, like you said.
Yeah.
Because that thing is a hunk of junk.
Yeah.
Anyways, what's this hidden catalyst we got?
So if you remember last year, why things got so bullish in November, December of 2024, which was, you could even argue, was the real blow off top for altcoins of this bull cycle, is because Trump got elected. Now, you need a major bullish catalyst to really send specifically altcoins, because that's when people start gambling and the liquidity really pumps in. And something like Trump getting elected, it's like, it's a hype. You don't actually know what he's going to do, because if people would knew what he was going to do, they wouldn't have been buying, right? It's you want one of these like question mark catalyst. And I think what we may have started reading about over the past couple of days is what we give a chance of being another one of these hype catalysts that could actually lead this bounce from Christmas onwards into January and February. And that could maybe send Bitcoin back to that 110 liquidity. And that is a new Fed chair being appointed. So obviously, if you've been following us for years, we always talk about Jerome Powell and the Fed. And, you know, He's hawkish. He's keeping rates high. Trump hates him because he's keeping rates high. But guess what? A new Fed chair is about to be appointed. And if you read between the lines, it looks like, one, Trump is going to make this announcement before Christmas this year. And two, the odds on favorite to become the new Fed chair is potentially not only pro-crypto, but seems to be a lot more dovish and a lot more okay with loose liquidity, loose lower interest rates, just more of like a loosey-goosey type of guy than Jerome Powell. So what I'm predicting is if this does play out, this could be the final catalyst for this dead cat bounce for the current bull market we're in. So what I'm saying is watch the new Fed chair be appointed, the announcement coming over the holidays when markets are closed. That could be the hidden bullish catalyst that all these bulls out there want to send altcoins for like a few weeks or a month before, you know, reality sets in again next year. Potentially the Japanese yen carry trade unwinds us to the real bear market. But if you're looking for a bullish catalyst, look for the new Fed chair.
All right, key takeaways from this episode, really simple. We are in a four-year cycle. We're at the tail end of the 3 years. I think everybody was expecting a November blow-off top. We didn't get it. So now everybody's going to flip bearish, and then we're going to get that relief bounce, and everybody's going to think we're going bullish again, and then it's going to tank again.
Yeah.
So watch out, because there is money to be made on these relief bounces. You just really need to be looking at support and resistances. The USDT dominance chart is really handy. Looking at the EMAs on Bitcoin, super handy, and these heat maps that we keep pulling up again, like it really shows us where the money is to be made. So we're going to be keeping our eye on these hidden catalysts that nobody's talking about, and we're going to keep presenting our market updates because, man, we are fucking spot on. Mm-hmm. We don't miss.
Yep.
So make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.